I mean, look, soccer is my first love. I just love soccer.
Love the World Cup.
And boy, the World Cup is a different level.
Mm.
Now what? 4 years ago, the U.S. didn't make it. That was a shame. But they're in it this year. And look, they've got Iran coming up, and it's a must win. They drew against England, which was a big deal. Big deal. But the World Cup as a whole is just, it's spectacular. The vibe. This is the world's biggest sporting event, and it just feels, and this year especially with a lot of these upsets, it's been fantastic.
I got to confess, I like the fact that it's being played where it's at, and we can have the debate whether November or December is the right place to put it. But I got game. There's a match on right now.
Yeah.
Ghana just scored a couple goals on South Korea. Later on this morning is Brazil and Switzerland. Kind of like this morning slate. I'm not going to lie.
I agree. Jonathan Savage is a Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor. Of course, he joins us this morning to talk about the World Cup and a whole lot more. Jonathan, nice to have you with us. Obviously, from a sporting perspective, it's been a ton of fun. But from a nuts and bolts perspective, some of the behind the scenes stuff that's going on in Qatar has been problematic. It almost feels like a fire fest for soccer fans because. You could buy beer in the stadiums, then you can't. You could have a bottle of water, but you need a wristband, but people don't know where to go to get wristbands. It's been a rocky start in Qatar. How have things progressed there?
Yeah, I've never known a World Cup which has been quite so much overshadowed to a certain extent by what's been happening off the field. And it does feel like a week and a bit into this tournament, people are focusing on the soccer a bit more. One of the big stories, of course, over the last week was that a number of European teams wanted their captains to wear armbands with One Love written on them and a heart and multicolour logo. And FIFA said, no, if you do that, then you could face sanctions that may go from a yellow card to, you know, we can't even tell you what. So a lot of the countries backed down on this gesture of anti-discrimination, and Germany themselves tried to sort of stand up and pose for photos before the game with their hands over their mouth to say they're being silent. But that sort of has been pushed to the wayside a little bit. I know that fans in this trying to get into the stadium have been sort of told they can't come in if they're wearing a rainbow t-shirt or rainbow hats confiscated and things like that. And like you're talking, as you were saying, the beer situation in the stadiums, that obviously disappointing for some fans, but also disappointing for the sponsor and beer supplier who paid a lot of money to have their name associated with the tournament.
Well, and, you know, now we've got a situation, Jonathan, with Iran basically saying, look, the United States, on the eve of a huge match for both, the United States should be kicked out of the tournament. What's going on? What's the latest with that?
Yeah, it was an odd situation involving a flag. Iran were unhappy with the adaptations the U.S. made to the Iranian flag to essentially show support for the protests that have been going on in Iran, the women's rights protests that have really overwhelmed the country to a certain extent, and it's quite hard to know exactly what's going on there. It's very clear that thousands of people have been arrested, a great many number of people also appear to have died, and the U.S. wanted to highlight this, but Iran, you know, saying just keep your nose out of our business.
You know, it's interesting because we talk about Iran, we talk about some of the protests and fits that they're throwing right now. I mean, look, we've seen incredibly deadly protests in Iran over recent months, and even, you know, this morning with China, and the protests we're seeing against Xi Jinping, against the communist regime in China, based on the COVID policies that they've got put in place. People think they're too oppressive, and we're starting to see almost it almost feels like a building. U.S. stock futures are down because of what's going on in China as well. What is the sense that you're getting from some of the unrest in these countries, particularly in China at this point in time?
Well, there's an interesting link to the World Cup, and this just shows how even if some countries have strict censorship, they restrict access to the internet, we are interconnected, and we all see what everyone else is doing. There have been Chinese soccer fans watching the World Cup, and in China you have very, very strict COVID restrictions, and they've seen images from the stadiums with fans sitting watching the game without masks, and many Chinese people have taken to social media to say, hang on a second, what's happening? They don't have to wear masks, and we do. And what the Chinese authorities have done is they put the matches on 30-second tape delays, and whenever the camera cuts to the crowd in the stadium, the Chinese have overlaid those crowd shots with shots of players so that the people back home don't see close-ups of unmasked fans. And that really just speaks to how volatile the situation is in China and how frustrated people are. And that's led to these protests we've seen in the streets recently, thousands of people taking to Beijing, Shanghai, Wuhan, university campuses across the country to say we've had enough of this zero COVID policy. It's damaging our lives. It's damaging our economy. We believe it's costing lives. And they are in a sort of a very unlikely circumstance for China, demanding, in some cases, the resignation of the president.
You know, I'm old enough to remember that spring of 89 in Tiananmen Square, and China isn't the type of country, for the benefit perhaps of younger people out there, that takes too lightly to this. Their reaction was swift and certainly severe. Are we heading towards that level, Jonathan?
It doesn't appear that at the moment, but you know, who knows what will happen in the next few days. I can tell you that police are patrolling the streets in Shanghai and Beijing just now. They've put up barriers to try to stop crowds from gathering. I know that you know, people were even trying to take pictures of the protests, had their phones taken off them until they would delete the pictures. So there's clearly a response. There's been very little official response from the government, which is barely acknowledging the protests and the anti-President Xi slogans that are being chanted. I wouldn't say that we are on the cusp of a 1989-style situation, but certainly it is the biggest outpouring of anger against the regime since then.
I'm curious to get your thoughts on look, Beijing had the Winter Olympics in earlier this year, and there was a lot of questions on whether or not those games should have been held there, if they should have been moved somewhere else because of the oppressive regime that China is running, and certainly some of the decisions from the politicians on the top. And we saw what happened in Qatar when they were building these arenas. Look, they threw death and suffering at it, okay? And they ruined a lot of people's lives, but they needed to get these stadiums built. I'm curious to know what you think happens in the future. Is it possible that some of these more oppressive Middle Eastern countries or countries like China that share these communist tendencies, do you think they get big world stage events like this in the future?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because what you're seeing in some parts of the world is a very socially aware culture. You're seeing people, and often in many cases, high-profile people, sports stars, wanting to have their voice heard and wanting to talk about what they see as human rights abuses and oppressive regimes, especially when they get a chance to do that, when tournaments and events are given to less small-L liberal countries such as Qatar and China. But on the other hand, if you look at these tournaments, is it just the fans from these Western nations who are protesting? Or are there other fans protesting? Is the voice of the Western nations big enough to change anything? And that remains to be seen.
Mm. Always great stuff. Great insight, Jonathan Savage. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Great to talk to you.
There he is, Jonathan Savage, Fox News correspondent, and of course, WJR contributor, right here on the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR.